Many years ago, the world had forgotten how to laugh. Everyone was offended. Jokes were not allowed. But then came along a man known simply as Joey Valentine. And he and his podcast brought humor back to the world. He alone would save this world, put smiles on their faces, talk about penises and butt stuff and things like hump, and sing unusual songs.
Hup.
Oh,
hup.
Yeah.
Hup.
Give it to him, Dick Delaware.
Oh yeah, caress my balls too.
Ooh, never thought I'd get my dick sucked.
Oh here, let me fuck your face again then. Don't be. Oh, right there. Oh, right there.
Oh, oh, there it is. Oh my god.
Oh, right there. Fuck yeah, I can fit your tonsils on my cock. Oh yeah, caress my balls too.
Ooh, never thought I'd get my dick sucked.
Oh, here, let me fuck your face again then. Don't be. Oh, right there. Oh, right there. Hup.
Oh, right there. Welcome to Fat Guy Loves Cake. I am Joey Valentine. And yes, my intros are getting a little stranger. I just feel like taking advantage, full advantage of all this wonderful, wonderful hardware I have in front of me, all these programs that I've bought, all this software, all these sound things. And I want to use them all. And unfortunately, if you don't like it, you will have to suffer through it. If you do like it, then, you're welcome. I want to start off with something really funny. This girl, she was on this podcast. She was, hi, name's Joey. Just learning to talk today.
I'm over here stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick right now. I'm just stroking my shit.
And so anyway, she's on this podcast. The reason I got tongue-tied there is because I was going to say the name of it on accident. But I don't want to promote them because I think they're a real shitty podcast. You may know who I'm talking about. You may figure it out. They are very, very popular. They are always video and audio. It's kind of a round table of three really, really white men and a bunch of usually whores opposite them. And they constantly show how stupid sex workers are. Or actually, I don't even think that sex workers are probably, that's not fair to sex workers. I'm sure there are some very intelligent ones. But the ones they find are like Christina Applegate, first season of Married with Children, fucking retarded. So I don't like the show. It's trashy, even though these guys, they want to come off like they're doing the world a favor by showing how stupid these women are. I think it actually comes off extremely pretentious and disrespectful. And these girls aren't dumb so much as they have just grown up wrong and been very misinformed by a lot of people. And that's what happens when the world takes advantage of you when you got a great freaking set of hooters. So I don't want to say their name because I don't want to give them any kind of fucking promotion. Because fuck them, I really don't like their podcast, but they are super duper popular in the same way that probably Jerry Springer and all of those other trash fest circus shows were made popular in the 80s and the 90s, and I refuse to indulge. Really, it's cringy as shit. I don't like watching people get belittled. I hate seeing people get caught lying or embarrassing themselves. I know that the world just runs on that kind of thing, but it makes me so uncomfortable I can't watch. And it's kind of like the series I do, Roasting Libs, from TikTok on my YouTube channel. A lot of people tell me that even though the videos are good, they can't watch them because they can't watch people, you know, humiliate themselves so badly, you know, with all these fucking neo-pronouns and having six genders and all that shit, you know, this nonsense that's going on. And you can't argue with a crazy person So anyway, this girl is on that podcast, and I took just this part of her talking, and she's a pretty decent looking girl, and she's got this real sweetheart of a boyfriend. But this, just let me just play it so you can see what she said.
So I want to be passed around so bad, but my boyfriend just wants a monogamous relationship. It's 2024. Expecting to be with one person for your entire life is like unreasonable. I'm a young 18-year-old Latina. I'm trying to get my face blasted by multiple men. Like, I haven't even had a quickie in a bathroom stall. I have so much to live for. And you're telling me that I have to stay with this one guy because I love him so much. But there's literally guys out there with 13-inch meats waiting to destroy me. It would just be so unfortunate if I were to go my whole entire life without getting piped by at least 100 different people just to see who I like the most.
I never heard the expression getting piped until that. I'm adding that to my vernacular from now on. We will be referring to people as getting piped now and then. Wow, was that a mouthful, pun intended? I mean, she, like, look at me now, Dad. Look at me now, Dad. Like, come on, man. Nothing that that girl said except I have a boyfriend that I love very much was anything I would ever want to know. I wouldn't even want to know someone who speaks like that. She talked about, and this was real, and she's talking about she's 18. She's never had a quickie in the bathroom. Okay, well, your boyfriend can give you a quickie in the bathroom. She's never had her face covered in strange men's semen. There's guys with 13-inch dicks out there. No, I'm sorry, meats. She said the plural of meat is meats, I guess, when you're out there hunting for cock. 13-inch meats, and she hasn't even experienced them. That's got to make her boyfriend feel just absolutely fucking wonderful and not insecure at all. Thank you for doing that to him. This poor, poor man, I wish I could speak to him. I wish I could interview him. I'd say, bro, you, I don't know. I'm sure the pussy is fire and all, or maybe you've just never been laid before, but you got to get away from this broad because she is fucking crazy and you are going to get an STD having sex with her. And that's really, man, like, that's dangerous shit. You imagine, listen to me, listeners, imagine men, and I know it's all men because I've seen the statistics. My audience is like 85% men. So, men, I know you're listening because you're wondering what nasty fucking thing am I going to talk about next? Well, what I'm going to talk about is I want you to imagine this with me. Imagine that you are in love. Maybe you are in love. So imagine that girl that you're with, or the girl that you wish you were with that you're in love with. Or imagine that you're with the girl that you used to be in love with that you're not with anymore, but that back in those times when it was really good. And you're sitting there and you're thinking, wow, man, things are great. Or, you know, I'm just over the moon for this girl and she's fantastic. She's got a smoking body. We have great chemistry. And that also relates to the bedroom as well. It's just, it's going, well, yeah, we have our little fights here and there, but I just, you know, I'd hate to ever have to look for someone this great again. And then she goes, you know, one of these days, I mean, like, I love being with you. I really do, okay? I love being with you. But one of these days, I think it would be great if, like, six different men spunked on my face. You know, I just, you know, because I'm 18, and I haven't lived very much, you know? Which, apparently, you haven't lived until you've had six men bukkake you. So she's telling him, you know, so that's, and he's thinking, like, well, she's fucking with me, right? Because you're going to think that, right? You're going to be like, wow, that went from 0 to 100 in fucking 1 second. We were here in happy time Loveland, and all of a sudden you want strange men to fucking spunk on you, and I don't know how to process that. I thought the first time you told me you were going to get freaky, it would involve some kind of maybe bondage or light spanking. I didn't know we were going to go for a couple of liters of jizz on the moneymaker, but that's my girl, I guess. Okay, so that's that. All right, so everybody has their fantasy, sweetheart. I understand. You know, you got to get it out of your system. I guess because it could be worse, right? And then it does get worse because she's about to give you a whole lot more. She's about to unload all of these things because daddy didn't pay her enough attention. She's going to say, Joey, it's not that I don't like your adequately sized penis. It's just that there's guys out there with 13-inch meats, and I'd like to be filled up by them. You know, I'd like a quickie in the bathroom. Well, I can give you a quickie, sweetheart, in any bathroom, wherever you want to. I can do that. Yeah, but I want to have a quickie with someone that's not you. That's the thing. See, I want to live. I want to really live. I want to swim in a pool full of semen. I want 12 different people's DNA on me, no matter how many showers I take. And yeah, so I can't wrap my head around people like this, because I know I talk gross. We all know that I talk gross. I'm a shock value kind of guy. I like talking about taboo stuff, because you're not going to tune into anywhere else and have somebody have a funny take on the weird shit that people don't normally discuss. Well, I mean, they do normally discuss it. Just women don't know we discuss it. Because I promise you, if any women are listening right now, I promise you, when men are alone and they're just the men and they know that there is not a woman within earshot for fucking miles, they get gross and they talk about gross stuff. I got nothing. You think I talk about nasty shit? I'm a fucking prude compared to your husband when he goes to work and he gets around the other guys. I assure you, you do not want to know the things that come out of men's mouths. I am the only one who publicly admits that he sometimes talks about dirty stuff. And your husband goes home and says, oh, that Joey Valentine, oh, fat guy loves cake. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I mean, sure, I've heard that guys talk like that. I've heard, you know, some of the guys at work will be standing around and they'll be like, oh, I was touching my wife's boobs. And I'll be like, hey, man, that's a little TMI, man. I don't think that my wife or yours would appreciate you talking about breasts in the workplace. Okay, guys. And then all the men, they go, yeah, he's right. This is not a proper conversation for work. This isn't even a proper conversation for an outhouse. What kind of men are we? No, 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 no. That's not what's happening. Your husband is going straight into work, getting a cup of coffee and being like, oh, did you see that new secretary? Oh, I'd break my dick off in her tits. Oh, yeah. Oh. No, hold on. I have a button for that. So, yeah, ladies, make no mistake that the inside of your husband's mind is like, you know, when you haven't cleaned something out in a long time, like the outside of it is real pretty. Like, say, like if you were to open your water pipes on your very old house, on the outside, it looks sturdy, solid, a little weathered, but reliable. And then when you open them, there's all kinds of shit stuck to the inside. Nasty stuff that you can't believe you've been letting touch your lips. Well, that's the mind of a man. Okay. All right. I found myself an interesting article. So let's go ahead and make that today's thing. I know that you probably don't want to hear me talk about, listen, Google had to pause Gemini's AI image maker because it refuses to show images of white people. We'll get to that another time, because this one's going to take up most of the show here, if I even can finish it. And I have not touched it, but it's race. It's always race, because I'm racy. I like racy stuff. And which reminds me, I have a new video up on YouTube, and it is extremely racist, and I can't believe they let me post it. And it's the Politically Incorrect Videos Part 16. Check it out. Joey Valentine on YouTube, if you haven't already. Subscribe, like, comment, and all that good stuff. But in the meantime, we are going to go to this article called 24 Expressions with Racist Origins. 24 Expressions with Racist Origins You Should Stop Saying. Now, I am going to go through this article to see if I should stop saying them, because I don't know if I agree with you on that I should stop saying them, you know, so we're going to see. All right, the first one we've got on our list is Peanut Gallery. I do say Peanut Gallery all the time, and I really, really doubt you're going to give me a good reason to stop. The expression, no more comments from the Peanut Gallery. If anyone doesn't know what that expression means, let me give you an example. when I'm at work, this is how I use it, how I say it to the guys I work with. They'll go, you know, so I'll be having a conversation with someone, and we're busting balls, and then I've got a couple of guys behind me, and they're like, and they're like throwing their two cents in. That's the peanut gallery. I don't want to fucking hear your opinion on what I'm talking about. So the expression "no more comments from the peanut gallery" is often used to signify that the speaker has had enough of hecklers or unwelcome commentary. Okay, I could have just said that. But it's actually a Civil War era racist expression referring to the cheapest seats in an auditorium where cheap peanuts were sold as snacks and black people were required to sit. Okay, I still don't see how that's racist. It says the cheap seats sold to poor people and where the black people were told to sit. I've never heard anyone be like, did you just say peanut gallery? Motherfucker. All right, number two, uppity. Uppity. I'm going to, you know, before I even read the article, just to see if I know the word, if I do, I'm going to use it in a sentence. So uppity. You're like, oh man, I was going to say something really fucking racist too. That uppity Negro thinks he's as good as me. Because I know that's where it's going, okay? I would never actually say that, but I mean, I know that's where it's going. All right. These days, many people seem to think the word uppity just indicates someone who's snobby, but in fact, it is a racist expression that was historically used by people in the southern U.S. to refer to a black person who didn't know their place in society. Yep. I actually nailed that one right on the fucking head. But I've never called someone uppity that was black, I don't think. I mean, and if I did, it wouldn't have been because they're black. You call someone uppity because they're fucking uppity. Uppity, snobby, you know, think they're better than you. No, I will not cancel that word. I'm going to allow it. That's 0-2. The next one, hooligan. Hey, that's funny. That is the name of the team that I played for in minor league hockey, was the Texas Hooligans. I love the word hooligan, and I know that word as not something that's related to blacks or slavery in America. It's actually a very popular word in the UK. Hello, my UK listeners. Love you. Soccer hooligans, people that go to matches that are known to start shit, beat up people, get drunk, cause trouble, get arrested, etc., etc. I'll use it in a sentence. I went to go get pissed at the soccer match, and some hooligan knocked my fucking head with a hammer, and now I'll be, I ain't bad for 4 days with stitches in me melon. It's terrible, I know. I would love to audition for an acting part one day and say, like, on my resume that I'm from England, and then they'll be like, are you sure? With all these English actors coming to America, I want to go to England and, you know, pretend to be English. See if I can swing that. All right, so back to hooligan. Now understood to mean troublemaker, which is what it is. And even just what I said, especially applied to rowdy European football fans. The word hooligan is believed to come from an Irish surname, either Houlihan or O'Hooligan. That's awesome. O'Hooligan. O'Hooligan, and was used by the British in the Victorian era as slang for a disreputable Irishman who caused trouble. Characters named hooligans were stereotypically portrayed in vaudeville shows as drunken, quarreling Irish ruffians. Oh, so this list is not all black people. See, I was under the impression that we were on a list that was just black people, and I guess because I'm an American, that's what I assumed. I didn't know that you could be racist against people that were white. I thought that we were the bad people. We were the enemy. Like, the whole world sees us as the enemy, right? You can't be racist against white people, according to a lot of dipshits in this country. And the Irish can suck it. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think that the Irish have ever given a fuck about anything that anyone has ever said about them. They embrace their filthy, drunken fucking heritage, which is the very hooligan thing to do. So hooligan refers to a drunk Irishman. What other way is there to refer to an Irish person besides a drunk ruffian? I was like, what they are fucking known for? Having livers of steel and starting bar fights. 0-3. I do not cancel that word. Gringo. All right, let's see. Use that in a sentence, Joe. Well, I've been called gringo. I mean, in Texas, there's a lot of, they actually, you don't hear gringo ever. Like, I think it's like the N word against white people for Mexicans. Like, it should be more offensive to us because in their eyes, they're calling us the N word. But there's just no word for white people that, like, it's like, oh, I'm a gringo. It's just adorable. You little Mexicans are so cute. This word is used by people in Latin America to refer to white people or foreigners, and not always in a nice way. While opinions differ on whether the word is truly offensive, that's what I just said, it can certainly be taken as such and shouldn't be used in casual conversation. I don't see why not, man. Be like, oh, that gringo, or like somebody was like, hey, gringo. I mean, you know, if somebody was fucking with me, like, you know, hey, gringo, hey, gringo, where you going, man? Gringo, you like those pants you're wearing, gringo? I bet they look good down around your ankles, gringo. Hey! All right, the next one. Gypsy. All right, so gyp, you know, and I didn't know that this was what it was when I was growing up, that gyp was short for gypsy, if it is. Apparently that's what this is trying to tell me here, is hinting at. Gyp, you know, you say, like, oh, he gypped me $3. I still say that sometimes. Gyp, I mean, it's an old school term, but let's see. Gypsy is not an ethnic group, but rather a racist slur for people of Romani origin. It originated when white Europeans mistook the Romani people for Egyptians because of their darker coloring. They have been discriminated against for centuries, and still are, and are often unfairly labeled thieves, hence the racist expression, getting gypped, to refer to being cheated. I never met a gypsy in my life, never going to meet a gypsy in my life, so I don't care. And I'm pretty sure gypsies don't listen to podcasts, and if they do, they don't listen to mine. So kiss my black ass, gypsies. 045. All right, number 6, we got sold down the river. People now say this to mean that I'm sorry, I was supposed to give my own sold down the river. That means like you sold it. I don't know. How do you describe something that just like makes sense to you? If somebody if I shifted the blame to someone. You know, like, or somebody did something, but he didn't get caught, but I told on him anyway, like told the boss, I sold him down the river. Or I don't know. Let's see. People now say this to mean that they feel betrayed or cheated, but it's actually a racist expression stemming from the fact that in the 19th century, American slave owners would often sell troublesome or misbehaving slaves to another plantation located further down the Mississippi River, where the living conditions were harsher. That, I don't know, man, that almost sounds made up to me, because you could really take anything, you know, and you could make it sound, I mean, you could make it racist if you have a great backstory. You know, there's like an old expression, like a rolling stone gathers no moss. Okay. Which means, you know, because if a stone only gets moss on it because it doesn't move. So the expression means that if you keep moving, you know, then you'll never gather any moss, or you'll never, like, as long as you keep busy, you know, you'll be just, I don't know, I guess it's supposed to mean like you're a good person, you're active, whatever. Who gives a shit? The point I'm trying to make is that I could be like, well, a rolling stone gathers no moss is racist, you know, because back when the slaves first got here, they used to make them clean up moss in the swamps and then roll stones down to the plantation. See, doesn't that sound like it's fucking real? Like it could have been a real thing? I'm sorry, 0-6. I'm not giving you sold down the river. That is, I've never heard that. All right, here we go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Yep, I'm going to go ahead and give you this one. Catch a by the toe. This children's rhyming song containing this line has an ugly history that you may not know about. Oh, I'm from Texas. We know about it. In the next line, catch a tiger by the toe, the word tiger used to be an extremely racist slur. And what slur would that be, pray tell, article? The song may refer to the process of selecting a slave or what was done to punish one who ran away. I don't think so. I think that people just, for some reason, stuck that word in there when we were kids because kids do dumb shit and we say dumb shit. I'm going to let you cancel that one, though. I don't think we should say catch a blank by its toe because we all hear it in our heads. So there you go. You finally got one off the table. All right, and the next one up is long time no see. You've got to be fucking kidding me. Okay. Similar to no can do, no can do'sville, baby. Ted Schmosby. If you've ever watched How I Met Your Mother, you'll get that joke. Similar to no can do and its mocking of Chinese immigrants' English, the phrase long time no see as an alternate to I haven't seen you in a long time began as a racist expression making fun of the pigged-in English spoken by Native Americans. So classy, right? Really? So it's because like Chinese immigrants would be like, me love you long time instead of I will love you a long time. Is that what we're getting at? So it's like, long time no see. We love you long time. Long time no see. I don't know, man. That one has been so integrated into my white culture that I don't know. You're not canceling that one anyway, so fuck off. Let's move on to the next one. No can do, as he was just referring to, is on the next one. This short, snappy phrase, often used as a lighthearted negative response to a request, originated as a racist way for people to mock the broken English spoken by Chinese immigrants to America. What is no can do, Alex? No can do is correct. Anyway, I'm sorry I can't do that. Why? I would like to buy some bread and cheese from the store. This reminds me of the Robin Williams giving the English lesson in Vietnam when he's in the movie Good Morning Vietnam in Vietnam. And there's like all these stupid fucking phrases. The reason that the English is broken is because other languages besides English are so less complex because they can use one word to signify what we take five fucking things to say. When we say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Whereas in Chinese, it probably translates to something that's a little faster, like no can do. It's not racist. It's actually quite the opposite. It shows just how more intelligent and less convoluted their fucking languages are. Because just because you speak English doesn't mean that it's easy. I mean, anyone can speak English. Anyone can learn English. You don't even have to be able to read and write to be able to speak English well. But I assure you that to truly understand the language of English, and you, most of you, have no grasp on it whatsoever. You rape it. You absolutely murder it on a day-to-day basis. And I have to hold my tongue. I have to bite it till it bleeds to not correct you for things that you do between your, and there, and there, and there, and things like that. And it just drives me fucking crazy because we all went to the same fucking middle school. We all got the same goddamn high school degree. So we shouldn't have to be going on Facebook using the number 4 for 4 or CU, the letters. It's just so... I have more pride than that. I have more integrity than that, than to go on and be that fucking lazy, than to not actually spell out my words. Now you can use contractions. I'm not going to be, you don't have to be like, I am going to the store. I will see you later. It doesn't have to be like that. You say, I'm going to the store. I'll see you later. All right. You can use your fucking contractions. Okay. But spell them correctly, please. And don't shortcut them. All right. It's embarrassing. It's a steady decline in the education of this country. It's why the Chinese are winning, all right? No can do'sville, all right? No can do. We love you long time. All right. Eskimo. Literally, the word Eskimo is being said as the next one that's racist, which I can't really wrap my head around that. I'll use it in a sentence. Why the fuck is Eskimo a racist word? The actual meaning of Esquimax, Esquimo. So it's kind of like I've got a French thing going on there, like Boudreaux. Esquimo, it's spelled Esquimaux, like Boudreaux, Bordeaux. It's Esquimo is one who nets snowshoes. an accurate way to describe people living in the Arctic region, but many of them consider Eskimo a derogatory term that racist colonizers translated as eaters of raw meat, basically barbarians or excommunicati, the excommunicated, or people who've been removed from the Catholic Church. Now, that is some real old school fire and brimstone, grasping at straws type of shit to say about the word Eskimo. You do not get to cancel Eskimo. Moving on. Mumbo jumbo. I have a feeling that a word like mumbo is going to have some sort of African context, some sort of African part of, you know, the world connotation. So let's see. Mumbo jumbo. I'm going to use it in a sentence. Mumbo jumbo. Fool, why you be speaking all that mumbo jumbo? I can't understand a word coming out your mouth. That's mouth with an F on the end. Mouth. Here's from the article. This expression derives from the name of Mama Jambu. Got it right now. Okay, got it right now. Sorry, I'm fucking up, aren't I?
Stick it up, you fucking ass!
Okay, thank you, Charlie. Mama Jambu was a character often portrayed by a male dancer in West African Mandinka cultural ceremonies. British explorers in the 1730s got his name wrong and found him terrifying and grotesque, and the rituals meaningless, hence the derogatory use of the name to indicate that something is unintelligible nonsense. Okay, that one is iffy. If someone found it offensive, I would stop using it. I mean, if someone I cared about was that big of a little bitch and wanted me to stop saying it, I suppose I would stop saying it around them. I don't see it as cancelable. And what do you think white settlers were going to think of when they saw face-painted black people dancing to drums? Like, we're going to say that it makes sense to them? It doesn't make any more sense to them than probably the English-speaking snotty accent you had when you came to their island. Or, you know, I don't mean Africa is an island, but no, whatever. You think of that kind of thing, tribal, you think of islanders, right? I'm trying so hard not to say anything racist because I don't edit my shows anymore. I literally, one take, and that's it. So if something slips, I'm not going to be able to leave it, am I? I don't know why I just did that.
That's a huge bitch.
I haven't hit a button in a while and I needed to. All right, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Oh, that's too many buttons at one time. God. Well, see, what happened was,
I'm over here stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick right now. I'm just stroking my shit.
Yeah, and okay, so the next one is off the reservation. I can already tell you this one's probably going to be bad because anything with reservation in it's going to be a cue to a nod to Native Americans. So I'm going to use it in a sentence. Off the reservation means someone has taken off, like gone AWOL, or someone's not playing, playing ball with the group. Like if you were in the mafia, you know, and you all, you know, like you had a rival gang, and then you'd say, and then one of your guys decided he was going to fucking play for both sides, or he just left your gang and he was over on the other one. You go, he's off the reservation. So that's what I take it to see. The article says, used to imply that someone is out of line or not adhering to the rules of a group to which they belong, like a political party. This expression comes from the fact that Native Americans were confined to reservations, parcels of land allocated to them, and their movements restricted by the U.S. government against their will. That still doesn't say where it came from or that it was actually used in reference to it'd be a stretch for me to try and defend this one. I would never. There's actually a great Seinfeld episode where he's dating a Native American girl and there's all these things that are offensive, and you would never think so, right? You would never, right? But he keeps trying to answer her questions, and everything that he's going to say, and us as the audience, knows that it's going to be something that's going to offend Native American people. Like, for instance, she says, did you get the tickets to the basketball game? And he goes, yeah, but I paid a lot for him because I got him from a, and then you realize he was going to say scalper. And it's like, you wouldn't think like, you know, you wouldn't think not to say that word ever unless you were around a true Native American. And then you'd be like, oh, well, I don't know if I should say that. But he stops himself and she's like, from a what? And he's like, a guy that has tickets, you know? And so she says, are we going out to dinner? And he goes, yeah, earlier today I made, and you realize he's going to say reservations. And she goes, made what? And he's like, time for us to get to the restaurant at the same time. And it's like, it goes through this so many words that he knows he can't say, or I mean, I guess he can, I don't know, but there are a lot of Native American words. And honestly, this is a group of people who have put up with a lot of shit. And let's fucking be honest here. They've put up with a lot. And now, mind you, they weren't some sort of peaceful people before we came here, and we didn't just come in here and like completely obliterate them. You have to understand that the Native Americans were human, and they were just like everybody else in the world. And before we came, they were warring and they were killing each other because, you know why? Because they were separated all over America into different tribes that had different skin colors and different jaw structures, et cetera, et cetera. And all they did was they warred over territory. It's all people do. That's how countries become countries, is someone comes in and they take them over and they rename it. It is the history of the world. So, I mean, but us, once the Native Americans were kind of, once they got peaceful, obviously there was some bad shit that was done. So I'm not saying that the white man is by any stretch innocent of anything, but I also stand by what I say all the fucking time, and that is that people are garbage. So don't blame the white man, blame evolution. All right, we'll just do one more and then I gotta wrap it up because it's getting late. Okay, Chinese whispers. I'm not going to use it in a sentence because I have no idea what the fuck it means and I've never heard it before. This phrase, more common in the UK, oh, shout out to the UK again, refers to inaccurate gossip or rumors and is often applied to the children's game we know as telephone. Okay, I'm getting a follow. It probably got its name from the idea that Chinese was a difficult language to understand or translate. It's not particularly malicious, but it's not necessarily nice either. Chinese whispers. So, hey, G, are you listening? Over in Bristol, do you guys say Chinese whispers? Do you go, are you feeding me porky pies? Is that Chinese whispers? Let me know. Oh, and gee, I'm sorry. We got to get you on the show, man. I'm the problem here. I'm fucking off, man. You guys love G. I always get great ratings whenever I have G on here. I don't know what it is about him that you find so fucking lovable, but this is the Joey Valentine show. All right. Don't you forget that, because
I'm over here stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick right now. I'm just stroking my shit.
Yeah, that's right. All right, I'm going to wrap it up, guys. I'm going to have to finish this on Monday. But everybody, you guys have yourself a wonderful weekend. And don't forget to check out the YouTube page. Hug your kitty cats. Beat your children. And please be nice. Everybody have a great, great, fantastic weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
Don't call me white. Don't call. Represent
over here stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick right now. I'm just stroking my shit. I'm over here stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick right now. I'm just stroking my shit.
Oh, here, let me fuck your face again then. Don't be, oh, right there. Oh, right there. Hup.